Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
So it's been 8 days since the US Supreme Court struck down President Trump's tariff regime in its entirety. The president responded by introducing a flat rate of 15% across all imports. This will only last 150 days, as it will need congressional approval to continue. We also saw the president double down on his love of tariffs in the State of the Union address on Tuesday night. And then we wake up this morning to the news that bombs have been dropped in Iran. So how has the market reacted and how will it react? I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Somerville. He's the CEO of Somerville Advisory Markets, to try and make some sense of the past week and indeed this morning's breaking news. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, maybe we start with, the markets and what we have got for the first 2 months of the year. We're 2 months in. Maybe what we expected versus what we got. Maybe just give us your analysis on that, if you would.
Yeah, it's been an absolute sensational start to 2026. Extreme volatility, especially in the US markets particularly. You know, on the face of it, it seems relatively calm. The S&P is only down 2% from its all-time high. And you would think, oh, okay, things are going all right. But actually, underneath that calm, it's utter carnage. We'd start with the Magnificent Seven stocks, really struggling. NVIDIA came out with absolutely stunning results during the week. The stock is down 11% since. We've got Microsoft is down 31% from its highs. Amazon down 21%. But, you know, it's not just those Magnificent Seven. It's the software sector getting absolutely decimated. Salesforce down 52%. ServiceNow down 60%. And I could go on and on. You know, obviously AI-related worries there. But probably the most important thing for me is the financials. The financials in the USA are having the worst start of the year since 2016. And that is all to do with private credit worries. Yesterday, for an example, on Friday, so we're going to see this on Monday again, but yesterday we saw the worst day since last April. And we can remember last April was a major sell-off. That's in the financials, because there's a lot of worries now about these private credit guys. Their share prices are down 50, 60% in the last 6 months. And that is the market pricing in debt defaults. For an example, Blackstone is a very good example. You know, we've all heard of Blackstone in Ireland. The CEO just got paid $1.2 billion last year and the share price fell 30%. Blew out.
Is that because of his salary or why?
Yeah, that's a salary. You know, $1.2 billion was a salary and the share price went down 30%.
My God.
So we got Blue Owl Capital. It's a stock that most people in Ireland probably haven't heard of. But just in the last week, they shuttered one of their private equity funds and said, look, you're not getting back their money. Now, that is a very big worry for financial markets. So there's a lot going on underneath the surface of the markets. That's the point I'm trying to get at. Then you get to crypto, you know, where all the YOLO traders are, the only live once traders are. Crypto's down 50% from its highs. You know, you've got Fartcoin. You know, everyone thinks it's a bit of a joke. It's down 95%, but $3 billion has been wiped off the value of that. So even closer to home, you know, Irish investors, for an example, are in some of the, you know, what they would consider some of the safer stocks. Flutter, for an example, you know, that owns Paddy Power and Betfair, down 66% in the last 6 months. We've got Diageo down 60% from its highs. So what I'm trying to get at is we're starting off from a market that the valuations are extremely high, and any company that doesn't meet expectations is getting absolutely decimated. So it's not so much the news. You know, people say all the time, oh, well, what's happened to Diageo? Have people stopped drinking or have people stopped betting? No, what's happened is here, a bunch of investors around the globe who don't know what they're doing have paid unbelievable valuations for stocks over the last couple of years. And now those stocks are getting revalued lower. And, you know, again, for me, this market is not for novice investors at the moment. For people who don't know what they're doing, you really need to keep your wits about you.
And Paul, if we look at something like today, an invasion of Iran, the sort of whole geopolitical stuff, like, surely the markets get terrified around, and I know wars can sometimes be good for markets, but surely
What normally happens, basically, see, we're so used to Donald Trump, and basically what Donald Trump likes to do is bombing during the weekends. So he likes to do his talking during the weekend. So basically what happens is on a Friday night, Saturday morning, he would always do something like this. But by the time Monday comes, because Donald Trump is really concerned about pushing that Dow Jones up, he normally is a taco situation, which is, you know, Trump always chickens out. Now, in this situation for Iran, it's a little bit different. They've just announced Operation Epic Fury. You know, what a name. And basically what they've done is they've called for the Iranian people to stand up and overthrow their government. He's hoping they're going to do it by Monday, basically, and oil prices are going to be lower. I think he's got, another thing coming. This is going to be a very complex situation. Don't forget, Iran's got a population of 93 million. You've got the Revolutionary Guard that have sworn to on death to protect their government. You know, it's not going to be as easy as just overthrowing a government in a couple of days. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Donald Trump row back from all his speeches that he's made today by Monday. That's what he's done so many times, and that's what the market perceives. So oil prices are already doing well in 2026, and oil stocks are doing particularly well in 2026. But obviously we would expect, if they continue to bomb into Monday and Tuesday, we'd expect some oil prices higher. But the markets are already on edge about lots of different things. So most people will say, oh, the markets are going to fall because of what's happening in Iran. That is not the case. The case is this private equities, what's going on in financials, what is going on underneath the currents of all this marketplace has people very much on edge.
It's the under the bonnet stuff. What about gold, silver? We saw real, racy valuations there. Gold over 5,000 an ounce. Does that tell you something?
Yeah, well, we talked about gold, I think, when we were last speaking in October, and you asked me, was it going to go to 5,000? And I said, it's probably going to go to 4,000 first. So it did fall about 20% between October and November, and then it's rallied again, and we've seen that with silver as well. But one thing you've got to watch is that there's a lot of hedge funds trading now in gold. Some of the biggest hedge funds in the world are now trading in gold and silver prices. So that means the volatility is going to be much, much bigger. And I would suggest that we're going to see moves downwards and upwards of 20, 30%, no problem, all the way through 2026. And watch out for silver, because the biggest hedge fund in the world is just taking a massive position in silver, and they can dictate where the prices go. And I would suggest that at some point they're going to push down that silver price, maybe 40, 50% in over 24-hour period.
Going back to the US, Paul, what about the dollar? There was some talk of it, be ready for it going out to 140. We haven't seen that. I think it's at, 118, 119 at the moment.
Yeah, the dollar is very, very interesting, because coming into 2025, you couldn't find an analyst, well, except for us, but you couldn't find an analyst who thought the dollar wasn't going to strengthen. We said it was going to weaken. So that was coming into 2025. And then the dollar had its worst year since 1979. In the first 6 months, it fell 10%. But actually, funny enough, since last summer, when everybody's been calling for the demise of the dollar's going to collapse, whatever, it's actually been very steady since last summer. So for me personally, I think the dollar's probably going to go up a little bit in the next couple of months. It's been staying fairly flat. It's trading around 118 against the euro. It has got as far as 119, so I wouldn't be surprised, to see it go up to 120, 121. But I wouldn't see it going to 140 at this point in time. That's, I'm going against the grain there, because most analysts see the dollar is going to weaken further. I think there's too many people in that crowded trade. And when you got crowded trades, you get maximum pain, and usually the opposite happens.
Things end basically badly. Paul, thanks with us. My guest is Paul Somerville. He's a markets expert. I have a couple of texts in, Paul. Could you ask your guest about copper? Apparently there's a crisis looming. That comes in from Body.
Yeah, it's a good question. Obviously, copper has been doing particularly well, something we watch very closely. Yes, I mean, don't forget, in the medium to long term, that is absolutely correct. That doesn't mean the price of copper in the short term can't go up or down. So there's a big difference between having general views on the market and general views on copper and trading copper prices. If you don't know what you're doing, I wouldn't suggest trading commodities or copper prices at all.
Which brings me to my next text. Does your guest rate crypto at all, or is it the emperor's new clothes? That comes from Shane.
Well, what I suggest with crypto, I've never been very negative on crypto and never been very positive on crypto, which is, it is for very high risk individuals. And one point that I try to get across all the time is, it is not a safe haven. It has got nothing to do with safe haven status. We see a lot of these crypto people telling you that, oh yeah, if the world implodes or the dollar implodes, that crypto will do really well. Well, we're seeing today, this morning, crypto is down when the US is bombing Iran. So one thing I'll say is, you want to have a very high risk threshold. And one other thing I'd like to say is, because I get this all the time when I'm running my courses, lots of people, you're my age, Bobby, are emailing in to say that their little Johnnies are up in their bedroom trading. They want to be traders. They're not trading. They're gambling on their phones. It's a big, big difference. And this gambling all across the globe is absolutely exploding. And I would say, as parents, you've got to watch what your children are doing, because they are not want to be traders. They are not trading financial markets. They're actually gambling. And that's one thing I would very much worry about the crypto space.
Interesting you say that, Paul. Again, as somebody who's been in the markets as many years as you have, the difference actually between trading and gambling, it's a very thin line.
Well, obviously, because we can all do it on our phones now and you know, free trading and things like that. But what I would just say to people now is, okay, it's a very interesting market. You know, I've been giving you some of the stocks that are down for 2026. But don't forget, global equities, like outside the USA, are actually doing quite well. In Latin America, you know, in Europe, the equity market is doing quite well. And that is because valuations are so high. They're at nosebleed levels in the USA. We talked about it last October. The CAPE ratio is over 40. We've only seen this twice in the last 100 years. So all the big investors around the world are looking for other places to invest. And that's why, for an example, your friend has asked me about copper. Latin American stocks are doing so well because commodities are doing well and Latin American stocks are valued so lowly. So it's a good example. If you were into copper and you believe that copper story, you'd probably invest in Latin American stocks rather than investing in copper itself.
All right. Well, look, Paul, it's great to catch up with you. Love your analysis. Love your views on the markets and indeed the world. That's Paul Somerville there from Somerville Advisory Markets.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.